Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, the Ryan Wiggins version of the intro means it's 2:07 on a Friday, and we're very grateful for you to be here. And it's an X's and O's days, which is exciting. The first time we've had my friends from the Dittimore Group in studio with us. Tammy, hello. Thank you for being in here with us today.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to get you right up on the microphone. And Zach, so good to have you back. You and I have met before, of course. I've promised great fun things from the two of you. Yeah. Are you up for it?
Yes, ma'am.
We hope so. We're pretty competitive.
So the Dittimore Group, we're excited to have you on. Your experience of buying and selling, 50 plus years of experience of selling real estate, the number one team in the number one office in the Metro East. You guys have a lot of success, a lot of knowledge, a lot to offer people who are looking at buying and selling right now. So Tammy, I'm going to ask you before we get to X's and O's here, the market, everybody's always like, what's the market like? And it's usually what I think it's going to be like. I talk to someone like you and you're like, well, actually, what is it like right now?
The market is getting very, very busy right now. Inventory is still a little low for our liking. It's still pretty competitive. It's hard for buyers. The interest rates have come down a little bit. They're between like 6 and a mid 6 to high 6s, mm-hmm. depending on your credit score, obviously. But I do feel like we're going in the right direction for sure.
What's the average if somebody reaches out to you, Zach? I'll ask you this question too, and Tammy, you can weigh in certainly if you want to. But when somebody is looking to list, what's the minimum amount of time it takes to get a house on the market? If someone's like just found out maybe they got a new job, they got to get the heck out. They want to list as fast as possible.
So unfortunately, every seller is different. Depending on what the condition of the house is, we like to do pre-walkthroughs to kind of give people tips and tricks to get their house ready for photos. So depending on what your situation is, our turnaround response is pretty quick. That it can be anywhere between 2 to 3 days before we could have that house ready to go.
That's really fast.
Yeah. If the house is in good shape, I'd say like 48 hours. We're good to go.
We move quick.
Yeah. And then also, on the other hand, a lot of people are, if they're looking, if they've ever thought about moving, if they've thought about listing their house, they're probably waiting for more inventory to be on the market, maybe waiting for interest rates to go down. So it's kind of like everybody's waiting to jump in that revolving door to get everything going. If somebody is looking to list maybe in the future, but they don't really have a specific timeline, do you take those phone calls, Tammy?
Oh yeah. We work with sellers sometimes for a year or two before they're ready to go.
And you're cool with that?
Oh, we are, because I just feel like I've been in that situation myself, and sometimes we just work at their own at our seller's pace. So we don't want to, because it's stressful. It depends on a lot of things. So, we're patient.
Seems like real estate can certainly be a hurry up and wait type of an environment, because you might not think that you're interested in listing right away, but then all of a sudden, for whatever particular reason, that perfect house falls out of the sky and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to buy that house, but I need to sell this house. And so then all of a sudden it's like, we were thinking we were waiting 6 months, 10 months, but all of a sudden we want to do it right now. I mean, Zach, that's got to be kind of exciting to be a part of.
So this happens almost daily in our market these days. That good house pops up. You don't have much time to kind of prepare. We got to get you in there ASAP and kind of get a game plan locked and ready to go.
So, Zach, with inventory, I know that for a while there, I don't know if it was in the heart of COVID or maybe come towards the end of the total shutdown, people were selling their house well over asking price, sight unseen. That's crazy time. Are those days over?
Unfortunately, they're not. So we still see a lot in this market with the buyers, because inventory is so low, especially here in the city. When that new listing pops up, you still see people waive their appraisals. They waive their home inspections. You know, there's still 20 offers coming on houses well over asking. So it can be difficult for a buyer, you know, to find something. So that's why we desperately need more inventory in this area.
So, Tammy, if you're thinking even a smidgen contemplating, and you're just like, what would I be looking at here?
Well, I mean, for buyers, if you're just a buyer and you're waiting for those rates to go down, don't wait, because you always have the benefit of refinancing down the road. And you're gonna, the money, it's cheaper to buy than it is rent. Rent has gone up so much. It's just better to buy.
our motto is marry the house, date the rate. So as the market continues to get stronger and stronger, that's all it's going to do, is prices are going to go up. So buy that house now, refinance that house later.
I think the most important part, though, is to just the conversation. When you call the Dinamore Group, it doesn't cost you anything to call them. It doesn't cost you anything to have a conversation. So if you reach out to 618-531-4652, that's 618-531-4652, and you talk to Tammy or Zach or Pat or Abby or Trisha, the team that you guys have at the Dinamore Group, you get information that makes you go, oh, I think maybe it's time. Maybe we'll wait a little bit. Maybe we'll wait 3 months instead of 10 months. Or maybe you're like, did you hear what they just said? We got to sell our house yesterday. And then you work with the Dinamore Group to get that done.
Right. And it's really important, too, is people sometimes need to know that a lot of sellers aren't taking contingent offers. So getting your house going, if you need to do that, they'll take a contingency if it's already under contract. But if you don't even have your house on the market, you're going to lose that opportunity on a house that you really want.
Yeah. Well, so, go to thedidamoregroup.com if you want more information from our friends and partners here on this show. I highly encourage you to work with them. They're great people. That absolutely matters, but they're very, very excellent at what they do. And when you're going through a real estate transaction, that is the time to pick people who are fantastic at their job. You have friends, you have family that might be in the business of doing this. That's great. You can't afford to not go with the very best, and the very best is at the Dinamore Group, both sides of the river as well. You guys ready to play X's?
Thank you. We hope so. We're gonna try.
I'm gonna take her down.
All right, the gloves are off officially. Well, let's get to it. The Dinamore Group in here, our guest for X's and O's, and I get to turn it over to Ryan because this is his dumpster fire. Go ahead, Ryan.
All right, here we go. We're gonna have a drumming sound effect to make you feel nervous.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And that's to increase the intensity, because this is a battle. I think you've already gathered that, though.
Yes.
So this is a game we play on Fridays with folks such as yourself, called X's and O's. You have a tic-tac-toe board up on the board behind you, numbered 1 through 9. And so your job will just be to pick each square by its number. And then you pick either Brad or Annie, and there's a corresponding question with each square. I'll ask that question. Brad or Annie, whoever you select, will answer that question. You will simply agree or disagree for the square. If you agree, you get it right. So it's yours. If you get it wrong, it's your opponent's square.
Okay.
If we play all 9, so even if you get a tic-tac-toe, we keep playing and we fill out the whole board to see who wins.
Okay.
Okay.
Tammy or Zach, who's going first?
Ladies
first. Okay, Tammy.
All right, Tammy, the board is wide open, so pick wherever you'd like.
Okay.
Oh, not yet.
You got to earn the square.
Yeah, you got to earn the square.
Oh.
I like your confidence, though.
Yeah.
Which number? 5? Were you going for 5?
Yes.
And you want Brad or do you want me?
I'm going to go with you.
Okay.
Okay. Middle square, number 5, mm-hmm. Annie.
Yes.
On Wednesday, we got all hot and bothered by the saxophone.
We.
And by the way,
you,
Dinamores, these are all questions about things we've talked about or done during the week.
In theory.
It, yeah.
That's what it's supposed to
sort
be.
Of.
And Ryan is
right.
Yeah.
Loosely interpreted.
I play by that loosely. Especially when Bill Clinton played it on the Arsenio Hall show in June of 1992. Name either of the main two late night show hosts up against Arsenio Hall in June of 1992.
Either of them?
Either of the main two other late night show hosts.
I think David Letterman, maybe? 1992. I would think it'd be Jay Leno and David Letterman, but I feel more confident with David Letterman.
Way to keep it current.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to agree.
She said agree question mark.
You're going to agree. That is correct.
Yay!
David Letterman is the safe one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was Leno, but Carson had just retired the month before that.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was pretty close. All right.
All right, Tammy.
Big O X.
There you go.
Good
big
job.
Old X
big
in the
old
middle
X.
For Tammy.
All right, Zach, your turn.
Your square?
Number 1.
Top left.
Number 1. And who would you like to answer?
Annie or Brad?
Brad.
All right, let's go.
All
you
right.
Said that with confidence as well.
Zach and Brad, you have
we'll see
gotten
if it lasts.
Our audio whoopee.
Whoopee.
This seems like it's going to be a little bit of an easier question.
It's always funny to get this point in the game where the contestants are like, what am I getting myself into here? Whoopee.
All right, number 1. This is Trump speaking to Laura Ingraham, showing a new item in the Oval Office.
They said we have to do something like drapes or something because the light eventually mm-hmm. affects it. And it's very cool.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that great? Just went up yesterday.
Brad, what was he showing her?
I can't unsee the meme that we talked about today.
Yeah.
But you want the original.
What was he actually showing?
What was he actually showing? Okay.
Not digitally altered.
It was the Declaration of Independence.
Agree or disagree?
I will agree.
Zach, you are correct. And Brad, you are correct as well.
All right.
All right.
1-0, top left.
When I wrote that one, I did not know we were going to start the show
with
an entire segment about it.
The meme
All right.
is funny.
Tammy, back to you.
Okay. And I have to pick my square?
You have to pick your square.
I'm going to go with 4.
Number 4.
Middle left.
And who's answering that for you?
Brad or Annie? Either one.
I'm going to go with Brad.
Okay.
I try to keep it
mm-hmm.
okay.
there.
Well, you guys got our second audio whoopee of the day.
Whoopee!
All right, Chuck Schumer got played off of The View going into a break.
And you know what their attitude is? I made my money all by myself. How dare your government take my money from me? I don't want to pay taxes. Or, I built my company with my bare hands. How dare your government tell me how I should treat my customers, my the land and water that I own, or my employees. They hate government. Government's a barrier to people, a barrier to stop them from doing things. They want to destroy it. We are not letting them do it, and
okay.
we're united.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, Chuck, let's get you out of here.
Joy Behar goes, okay.
Okay. They're playing him off. Speaking of which, another current event, which actor got played off of the stage at the Oscars just a couple weeks ago after winning the award for Best Actor in The Brutalist, but refused to leave, even telling the orchestra to stop because he was going to keep talking regardless?
So you're asking me...
About the Oscars.
About the Oscars, because you linked
ago.
That to Chuck Schumer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks,
that's right.
Ryan.
That's right. That's the way this game is played.
Jeez, I don't watch the Oscars. I'm going to do my best and just take a guess here. Adrian Brody.
No offense, I'm going to disagree.
Okay, no, none taken.
Yeah, none taken, except that Brad randomly guessed right.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Yes, he did. Brad guessed right.
I was going by your not confident face.
Sabotage.
It wasn't sabotage. I didn't know.
Amazing.
That's all he does is watch reruns of the Oscars.
Apparently.
You get
wow.
it. You get it.
Number Zach four goes to Zach.
Zach's got a big smile on his face.
I see him. One more. I'll do number seven.
Number seven.
Of course he will. Bottom left.
That makes a lot of sense.
I'll never hear the end of this.
Who's going to?
Let's go with Annie.
Okay.
Who's going to answer? Okay. Annie is going to answer. Annie, you have stumbled into.
Tammy's giving me a very pointed finger. Okay.
Okay. You have stumbled into AI. Now, if you've never heard this kind of question before, this is a real clip from the week, but we have run it through AI.
Adrian Brody.
Not going to sound like Adrian Brody.
As if I'd know what that sounds like.
Tell me, who said this?
If you own one, we're not blaming you. You can take dental floss and pull the Tesla thing off and take a just telling you.
It came out a little weird, but...
It sometimes is hard to tell them apart. That's not Snoop Dogg. That's Tim Walz.
Ooh.
Sorry, Tammy. She's looking at me. Adrian,
she seems confident.
Are you sure she's not bluffing?
So did Brad.
I hope not.
So did Brad. He seemed pretty confident and he didn't know what he was talking about.
Okay. Zach is going to say that he agrees with Annie. Here is who really said that.
If you own one, we're not blaming you. You can take dental floss and pull the Tesla thing off, you know, and take out, just telling you.
Zach.
You got it. You got it.
Congratulations.
Now, you got the first tic-tac-toe. Okay.
Yeah, you can get another one.
That's all that matters. I came in first.
You got the first one.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so you got the first tic-tac-toe. Now this goes back to Tammy, who can try to tie the game with another tic-tac-toe of her own.
Okay.
Okay. Which square do you want?
I'm going with eight.
Bottom middle.
Number eight. Okay, who's answering that for you?
Annie.
Yes. She's never picking me again.
That's not true, Brad.
Annie, these are tough. I got to tell you, this has been a little bit of a tough week. This is a guest quote.
This is a guest quote.
Wow.
All right.
It's an echo. Uh-huh.
This is a real quote from the week. I'm just going to read it. You got to tell me who said this. So, if unelected staff were making decisions on the president's behalf, then those decisions lack any legal validity. So that no pardon was actually issued. This is a tough topic because we talked about it with a couple different people.
Say it again.
So if unelected staff were making decisions on the president's behalf, then those decisions lack any legal validity. So that no pardon was actually issued.
Attorney General Andrew Bailey.
I agree.
Yeah!
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Man, I was like, Hans von Spakovsky, Will Chamberlain.
That's
Hans
exactly
von Spakovsky,
right.
Will Chamberlain. Andrew Bailey.
Andrew Bailey, yes. Because it could have been all three of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice get. I thought that was going to be tough.
Well, I did the interview.
Yeah, but you remember every word they say, apparently.
I heard that one, so I was pretty confident.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, good.
There you go.
Good. All right, Zach.
Number two.
A lot on the line.
Top middle.
All right, number two, and who's answering for you?
Let's go, Brad.
Okay. Brad, this question has a soundtrack to it.
Oh, my gosh. Ethan.
On Monday, our hard news coverage was buoyed by Ethan's choice of this song as bump music. It's Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On, which came out in what year?
Jeez. Yeah, no kidding. I agree.
I told you, this is a hard week.
Who was the Oscar winner? And so now I got to guess a random year. So I'm just going to guess 1994.
Okay. Zach?
I should have went with Annie on this one. So I'm going to say that's wrong.
He's
really good at guessing accidentally right.
Well, I feel like it's earlier in life than that.
All right.
But I have no idea.
Zach, you are... Correct.
1996.
97.
97?
97.
Also, that wasn't the song that was played on the show.
What
so
was
you were
it?
Incorrect about that.
What song did we play on the show?
It wasn't that one.
My Heart Will Go On?
It was absolutely not that one.
Ooh, now I'm interested.
Yeah, so if I were Tammy, I'd file a grievance. over the factual basis.
Well, I think that's a great idea.
Of the
okay, where's yours? Damn, we're all tied up. Great move on you guys'
part. I've got the song like right. It's there's one brain cell in between the song and my ability to. But I will tell you.
Ooh, okay.
It's all coming back to me now. I think that's literally the name of the song.
Is it?
It's, I think it was all. It's all coming back to me now.
Now I really want to know.
Yeah,
I,
that's
I'm pretty
it.
Sure it's all coming back to me now.
Ooh. Well.
I'm pretty sure it's all.
Regardless.
Anywho.
She wanted
oh, yeah,
you
the
to
asterisk
sing it.
Is on the board. All right, Tammy, you're square.
Okay, back to Tammy.
What are my choices? I'm going with three.
That's a smart move.
Three. Who's answering?
I'm going to go with Annie again. No offense, Brad.
Okay. She was very excited for three.
Yeah. Told ya.
Yeah. Let's get a block.
Annie, you have stumbled into AI.
Okay.
AI.
Again, this is a real clip from the week run through AI. Tell me who said this.
He's welcoming Russia to take over. He's welcomed them to grab a big piece of Ukraine. God knows what's next. And the problem he has with this guy is nothing's compared to Hitler. Nobody compares anybody to Hitler. But the fact is, Putin is not accepting it.
Is this a clip that we played?
This is a clip that we played.
You're certain we played it?
Yes.
Play it again. See him.
One more time.
He's welcoming Russia to take over. He's welcomed them to grab a big piece of Ukraine. God knows what's next. And the problem he has with this guy is nothing's compared to Hitler. Nobody compares anybody to Hitler. But the fact is, Putin is not accepting it.
I played it at the beginning of the Jim Talent interview, and I don't remember who said it. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
I disagree.
That is a good move. You are correct. It was...
He's welcoming Russia to take over.
He's welcoming to grab a big piece of Ukraine. I never would have come up with
next.
That.
And the problem he has with this guy is,
that
nothing's compared to Hitler. Nobody compares anybody to Hitler. But the fact is that Putin is not accepting it.
If nobody's comparing it, why are you bringing it up?
I know. It was a weird like, clip.
Nobody asked.
Nobody's saying anything about Hitler. Nobody ever says anything about Hitler. And we're not either.
All right,
it seems
Zach.
Like Annie gave that question to you, Big Tam.
I did.
I'm going to go with
I did.
Number
I
feel, six.
I disagree.
Say Big Tam.
Oh,
Big
Tam. On air. I'm sorry.
That's awesome.
Number six for Zach. All right, number six.
Big Tam.
Let's go, Annie.
She is not bigger than you are. She's
I've
tiny.
I've that since high school.
That's great.
Big Tam. Who are you going to choose, Annie or Brad? Annie again? Do you still have?
Yeah, this is her fifth one.
Okay.
Don't act surprised that they would want to choose me.
I'm not. Ready? Here we go. The lower courts are blocking President Trump at every turn, issuing national injunctions against the president's every move. This happens to every president to a degree, but compared to Obama and Biden, Trump has had five times the injunctions that either of those presidents have had. The question is, in which term has Trump had more injunctions placed against him, his first or his second term?
Ooh, this is hard to throw. First.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
First term.
I don't know, Zach.
It's a 50-50 chance. It's 50-50. So I'll take her word for it.
I think, can I just lay out here? The thought is there have been, I think it's like 14 and 15, maybe, first term, second term. But Ryan would ask this question because he thinks that people would say second term because that would be the shocking thing. So he would ask the question in a way that wouldn't be the shocking answer, and it would be first term. Are you agreeing or disagreeing?
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
Well, both of you have reasoned through my psychology perfectly.
Oh, wow. That's how perfectly. You take tests, folks.
Yes. No, it was actually...
Gotta know the teacher.
It was... Obama and Biden had about 13 or 14 each.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's first term had 64, and he's already got 15 in 2 months.
I knew there was a 14 or a 15 number in there.
Yes,
somewhere.
Amazing.
All right, Jew. You got lucky there.
All right, we're back. Is it Tammy?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Zach has one tic-tac-toe and four squares, four and a half squares.
No, this is an X for sure.
That's and Tammy, Big Tam here, has...
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
You know how that started?
How'd that start?
They didn't want to say Mr. or Mrs.
Uh-huh.
So they would call us Big.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's stuck. So I've been Big Tam
Big
all
Tam.
My life.
That's great. If you're happy with it, there's no reason not to be.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right. So Tammy, this is a great one to end on.
And you have to pick Brad?
Yeah, I guess so. You gotta pick Brad.
I was picking Brad anyway. Let's go.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, Brad, this week Brian Kilmeade publicly invited / challenged Annie to come up on stage with him on Saturday for a skit.
A skit.
And this is what it sounded like.
Oh, boy.
But with a couple of bleeped words in it.
I think you are, because we're not looking for great actors.
Well, then I'm
looking
here
for people that care about and want to have. But I would just feel really bad if we did the whole show and you thought, Brian didn't ask.
Okay.
I am officially asking. You have to reject me.
Okay, so that was the sound, and two words are bleeped out. Those are two words that he described as people who really want to come see at his show. What do they want to see? Do you want to hear it again?
What's he say? They care about?
They care about blank and blank.
They care about history and they want to have fun.
I was going to say you only had to get one word of the two.
That's yeah.
What if one of those is right?
So we
and
get double points if he gets them both.
Yeah, you get to take one of Zach's squares.
Yeah, you get to take one of Zach's squares.
Zach's going to mutiny.
I love it. Okay.
After a grievance,
I agree.
Yeah, it's such a rare instance in which this happens, especially right at the end
totally
of the show, that we have to say, yes, if he gets both of them, and you agree.
I agree.
That you get to take one of the squares.
Yes.
I hope I'm not overconfident on this.
And so here...
I would file an injunction
said
there, Zach.
History and fun. Here is the answer.
I think you are, because we're not looking for great actors.
Well, then I'm
looking
hearing
for people that care about history and want to have fun.
Whoa!
Right now, he is.
Okay, I am officially asking. You have to.
Wow.
This is the first time we've had two squares in question at the end of the game.
That's incredible.
Both in my favor, I kind of like it. Yeah.
The way Tammy just won that game.
Yeah.
I've never seen it before.
No.
It's almost like we had to bend the rules.
Well.
But we didn't. That's just what the way always are. Zach?
I still would have had five X's versus four zeros, so, you know. Always.
Working with your mom is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You are doing a great job. We appreciate it. Well, thank you both for coming in here. Please come back again.
It was fun.
You guys got some exciting events I know that you do throughout the year, and we want to get you back in here to talk about them.
Yeah.
But if you're looking to buy, if you're looking to sell, and you can hear me on the radio right now, the Dittimore Group can help you with that. They are wonderful, they are kind, they are excellent, and they are at thedittimoregroup.com. Anything else to add?
We promise to have a little fun along the way.
Yeah, you absolutely will. Good people at the Dittimore Group. Please give them your business if you're looking to participate in a real estate transaction. Thedittimoregroup.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on X @AnnieFryShow.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.